Noodle Month. That's the story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, as we wrap up the month of March, we also wrap up National Noodle Month. Many people associate noodles with Italy, but wrap this around your fork. It actually was the Chinese who were making a noodle-like food as early as 3000 BC. So how did it make its journey to the U.S.? Well, many credit Thomas Jefferson for bringing the first macaroni machine to America in 1789. But today, there is a lot more options for consumers than just macaroni, with hundreds of different shapes of pasta in five categories: strand, tube, shaped, soup, and filled. And consumers enjoy pasta for dinner approximately once a week, since it's both healthy and satisfying, as well as economical. And with the Department of Agriculture encouraging consumers to include more whole grains in their diet, nutritionally enhanced pasta varieties such as whole wheat, whole grain, and fortified are all great options. In fact, some varieties of whole grain pasta can provide up to 25% of daily fiber requirements in every 1-cup portion. Julie McPeak with This Land of Ours.